This time check is brought to you, Big Bank.
17:59. Up next, we have the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zm. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema seeks enhanced Zambia-U.S. relations in trade, investment, and security. Over 1,400 mining licenses issued as government moves to formalize artisanal mining. And in global news, Putin says U.S. making sincere effort on Ukraine peace as Trump to exhaust all options to end war. With the 18 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for the deepening of bilateral relations between Zambia and the United States, highlighting the critical role of mutual cooperation in advancing economic, social, and political development. Speaking during a meeting with a U.S. congressional delegation in Livingston today, President Hichilema emphasized Zambia's commitment to strengthening ties with the U.S. across various sectors, including trade, investment, and security. The head of state has stressed the broader importance of Zambia's relationship with the United States, which has spanned multiple administrations in both countries. He has reaffirmed Zambia's dedication to ensuring the partnership grows even stronger, reinforcing that Zambia's foreign policy is anchored in peace, security and stability, values that the U.S. shares and supports.
Let me also indicate that as Zambia, we want to underscore our long-standing bilateral partnership with the U.S. Over many years, these two countries have worked on our bilateral partnership, and successive U.S. governments have come and gone. Successive Zambian governments, administrations, if I may say so, have come and gone. And like yourselves, you do alternate political parties, which is important for democracy, enhancement of democracy, deepening of democracy. I am the seventh Republican president here from four political parties.
And U.S. Congressional Delegation Leader, who is Executive Director and Vice President of Policy Programs at the Congressional Program, Charlie Dent, reaffirmed America's commitment to deepening ties with Zambia and the broader sub-Saharan Africa. Mr. Dent said his country is fully engaged and interested in building a strong, respectful, and mutually beneficial partnership with Zambia. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has disclosed that it has so far issued a total of 1,488 artisanal mining rights across the country in an effort to formalize the sector and clamp down on illegal mining. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe has revealed that of the licenses issued, 1,176 were granted to individuals, while 312 went to mining cooperatives engaged in both gold and non-gold activities. Mr. Kabuswe has reiterated government's commitment to promoting organized, safe, and legal mining as the foundation for sustainable national development. He added that the ongoing formalization of artisanal and small-scale mining is part of a broader strategy to ensure that more Zambians can safely and legally participate in the lucrative mining sector. He noted that government policy ensures that Zambians are represented in the ownership structures of all small-scale mining licenses, reinforcing citizen participation in the industry.
During the period under review, the Mining License Committee considered applications for various mining and non-mining rights administered by the ministry. During the quarter, about 560 mining licenses were granted and they are disaggregated as follows. Artisanal mining rights, in 2024, we gave out 133, this year 130, small scale 104 last year, 153 this year, large scale 116 to 213 this year, small scale 28 last year, 34 this year, large scale mining license 8 last year, 14 this year, mineral processing 4 last year, 16 this year.
And the Farmers Development Cooperative Union has urged small-scale mining cooperatives that have been issued with mining licenses, mining license offer letters by the Ministry of Mines, to work hard and make meaningful contributions to the country's economy. Cooperative Chairperson Catherine Chishala has called on the beneficiaries to demonstrate their capacity and commitment by fully utilizing the opportunities presented to them in the mining sector. Mrs. Chishala has noted that it is the responsibility of every citizen to take part in national development through productive engagement and ensure that they are tax compliant when they become fully operational. Meanwhile, Mrs. Salah has also advised government to implement effective and conducive marketing policies as it approves maize exports to the region.
We are in a place where if we are working hard, we can achieve what we want. That is the growth of this country. Right now, remember in the 2023-2024 farming season, we experienced a drought. I've just come from Northern and Muchinga province. There is a bumper harvest. When I say there is a bumper harvest, we have too much maize. So my advice to the government is for them to open up the borders. Instead of putting the ZNS to control smuggling, let them legalize the export of maize so that it doesn't go to waste.
FNB Zambia has concluded its Spend, Earn and Win visa campaign, which has seen two lucky winners walk away with an all-expenses-paid trip to the Lower Zambezi National Park worth 250,000 kwacha. Speaking at the prize-giving ceremony, FNB Zambia Head of Strategic Marketing and Communications, Kasali Kaingu, said the initiative, which ran for close to 4 months, was designed to reward customers for using FNB Visa debit and credit cards for everyday purchases. Ms. Kaingu described the campaign as a culmination of 16 years of banking innovation and customer-centric services in Zambia. She disclosed that the campaign saw 48 customers win 16,000 kwacha each in monthly draws, amounting to a total of 768,000 kwacha in cash prizes.
I think as FNB we have come to show how innovation and commitment can actually change lives, from digital breakthroughs to bringing banking closer to you. And it's been an amazing 16 years and we're looking on strong and excited to the future. So this campaign that we have come to celebrate and announce the grand winners for was designed to encourage the use of FNB Visa cards for everyday transactions while also giving our customers a chance to win unforgettable experiences. And what a better way to celebrate loyalty and engagement than with a truly magical prize.
Meanwhile, FNB Head of Customer Value Proposition, Timothy Banda, said each grand prize winner will receive a holiday package valued at over 250,000 kwacha, including return flights, accommodation, meals, game drives, and other leisure activities for themselves and 5 family members.
Of course, this is the moment we have all been waiting for. So the names of our two winners, glad to see they are both ladies. The first name is Miss Tisa Banda, our customer from Cairo Branch. And the second winner, all the way from the Copper Belt, Miss Margaret K. Kumwenda from our Luansha Branch.
In global news, the White House says Donald Trump will exhaust all options to end the Ukraine war ahead of the U.S.-Russia summit in Alaska tomorrow. Vladimir Putin has praised Trump's sincere efforts to end the conflict with the Kremlin, saying the leaders will discuss the situation in